Mind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, good morning. It's Sam here at the Park. I'd like to stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Terry Cook. Terry was a police officer for many years, retired. Sidney has been a prolific writer in the conservative field. He's back with us this morning. What are we going to be talking about this morning, Terry?
Well, Dr. Stan, good morning, sir, and ladies and gentlemen, good morning nationwide. It's interesting that just before I came on air with you this morning, Doctor, a new article surfaced in Canada and Europe about babies being microchipped. So, since the name of our book is Beast Technology and the concept, revolves around this book, I thought that perhaps we could start out, by sharing this article that it just hit the press this morning.
All right, fine. Well, Krista, Terry has written a book along with Tom Horn on beast technology, and basically they are developing technology to track us so they can monitor literally everything that we do. They know exactly what they're doing. Who are they? Well, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, this group of very wealthy and powerful people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and behind them are the dark spiritual forces, certainly energized by evil. So you go right ahead, Terry.
Thank you, Doctor. I'd like to share, I've had a tremendous response in the last two programs we've done over the past 30 days or so. A lot of people listen to you nationwide, you know, thousands, but I've had a great response from my website. So I'd like to make the same offer again, Dr. Stan. I'll give folks who go to my website and click on my email box and just send me a little note that you heard me on Dr. Stan's program today. I'll send you a free $10, 28-page booklet called Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise. So you don't even have to remember the title Revolution. If you like to say, send me the free book you promised. Go to my website. Terry L. Cook's website is www.secondcomingministries.com. Again, that's secondcomingministries.com. Spell it out, please. Don't use the number two. www.secondcomingministries.com. Click on my little email box there. It's a gold box. It's easy to see right on the front page. And you might want to study my website, just hours and hours of incredible information, free videos, free publications, and just you can get quite an education just studying all that free stuff. You can also order my new book, Beast Tech, and all my other books, about, I don't know, a dozen or so, by clicking on the box on the front of my website as well on the first page. So having said that, Doc, it's really getting spooky. It's moving forward. I think I've coined a new phrase or a new term to describe how this exponential acceleration of events to control, microchip, track, and bring us into this grid, this satanic, oppressive, controlling grid internationally that they're calling the cloud. In fact, the latest term to describe how everything will be chipped, tracked, categorized, analyzed, and profiled. The latest term is called, it sounds weird, it's a strange name, but they're calling it the Internet of Things. That's the title. The Internet of Things. Strange title, isn't it, Stan? But they're actually saying this. You can go Google that term, and it's all over the world now that everything will be chipped, tracked, controlled, RFID'd, you know, barcoded, everything. That's why they call it the Internet of Things, which pretty much conveys that all things you do on the internet of any variety will go into an international cloud server database system. And of course, once the new NSA facility is done and up and running in Bluffdale, Utah, that will be the headquarters of the NSA's cloud facility with quantum computers. So we're moving into a new era, a paradigm shift that Orwell and many other writers in the past have have written so-called fictional novels. But those so-called fictional novels are now reality. And my first book in 1994, The Mark of the New World Order, has been roughly 95 to 98% correct in my projections of where we are now. And that was 20 years ago. So the term that I started to define for you that I think I've coined is tsunamically. You know, you take a tsunami wave and you modify it a little bit and you come up with a good term that I think I've coined. Things are moving forward tsunamically or exponentially. We're accelerating into Satan's new world order whereby no one will escape except those who know and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Scripture says. This is a test for souls. Will you remain loyal to God, which is a one of the Ten Commandments, the primary one, is have no other gods before you. Well, Satan wants to be your God now, and he's going to force you to make a decision at the cost of your head, also at the cost of being able to survive in his satanic new world order. He's going to say, you must worship me, then I'll give you my chip in your right hand, and then probably a stamp in the forehead, and then you can remain in the grid. You know, you can remain in the cloud. You can remain in the Internet of Things internationally and buy and sell and work and so forth. If you don't take the chip in your right hand or forehead and the stamp of the New World Order, then I'll cut off your head, Revelation chapter 20. And that's where it's all going, Doctor. And now we have an article that just came out this morning. How long before the break, sir?
I can't tell you. It'll be probably about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, I think I can share this article. The title of it, from the Canadian, the Canadian Press, I think it is. Uh-huh. And several other publications this morning says that this is the title of the article. Doctor alleges plans are underway to microchip newborns in the U.S. and Europe.
Hold that thought. We'll get to that as soon as we get back right here at the American Institute. Ladies and gentlemen, things are moving fast.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Stan, our guest this morning, Terry Cook, and he's talking about this for chip children. So increasingly, there's going to be an effort to chip everyone. We'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, we wear the mark of the police, or be known by the number of his name. How could that possibly have been known 2,000 years ago that this time would come when the electronic ability would be available so that we'd be able to create a cashless society? But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a material world, but remember, there's an immaterial world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a subjective world, but there is a supernatural world out there. And basically, there's a mystical world. And until we understand that there really are supernatural forces, that God is real, that we are living in prophetic times, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. Terry, you pick up the story about this plan to begin to chip children.
Thank you, Stan. Stan, have you received a few cases of my books yet? You should have received them by now.
No, I haven't.
Okay, but people can still order.
Basically, we were going to, my secretary is in touch with your people, and at least your publisher, and we're going to be getting some books. We just need to get some orders for them, and I hope people will want to order your book, East Tech. They can get it to us at 1-800-544-8927. But you go right ahead, Terry.
Okay, so folks, you can get my book directly from Stan, who should be getting many, many cases of the books here shortly. They just came off the press about 3 weeks ago, and so sorry about the delay in getting those to you, Stan, but please repeat that 800 number again before the close of the program so people can order my book, Beast Technology, Beast Tech, by Dr. Tom Horn and myself, Terry L. Cook. And for more information, you can go to my website, www.secondcomingministries.com. And again, just send me an email that you'd like the free little 28-page booklet. I'll send it to you free. Okay, but order my book, please, directly from Stan to keep his ministry going. Regarding this article that just before we mentioned just before the break, it just came out this morning, and the title of it again is Doctor Alleges Plans Are Underway to Microchip Newborns in the U.S. and Europe. And I'll just read just a couple of paragraphs here to let people know that this thing is serious. This agenda is serious, and it's not a joke. We're not conspiracy nuts or freaks, and I'll define that term, legally define that term, a little bit later in the program, so people will be able to argue with those who allege that anyone who mentions these things are going on is a nut, okay? So let me read the article just a little bit, and you can basically go to, if you want to verify this, ladies and gentlemen, just go to Google and put in European babies will be microchipped in May 2014, okay? So regarding the plans to microchip newborns, and I'm quoting this article now, Dr. Kelde, I guess is the way to pronounce his name, K-I-L-D-E, Kelde, said that the U.S. has been moving in this direction in secrecy for years. So this doctor alleges that America has been moving to do this in secrecy for years. Now, he must be a conspiracy nut, right, Stan? To allege such a thing, he's got to be a nut. Anyway, I'm sorry, it's a she. It's a lady doctor. The article continues. She added that in Sweden, these things have been going on since 1973. And then they said in Europe, nursing home patients were implanted in the mid-1980s. Well, that's about when the technology surfaced in the first place, you see. So they began doing that, according to her, in Sweden, to nursing home patients in the mid-80s. Then the next paragraph says, she asked this question, Dr. Kildee asked this question. She says, are you prepared to live in a world in which every newborn baby is microchipped? And then she says in the following sentence, the second sentence of this paragraph, she says, and finally, are you ready to have your every move tracked, recorded, and placed in Big Brother's data bank? The third sentence continues this way. According to the Finnish article distributed to doctors and medical students, time is running out for changing the direction of military medicine and mind control technology, ensuring the future of human freedom. Implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies, wrote Dr. Kildee. Guinea pigs in recent experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf and blind people, homosexuals, single women, the elderly, school children, and any group of people considered marginal by the elite experimenters. The published experiences of prisoners in Utah State Prison, for example, are shocking to the conscious. Today's microchips operate by means of low-frequency radio waves that target them. With the help of satellites, the implanted person can be tracked anywhere on the globe. Such a technique was among a number tested in the Iraq War, according to another doctor who said he participated in it. And on and on and on. But you get the drill here. This article was extensive, and then several other articles sprang off of that one, and it's circulating the globe right now. But hey, she should have helped us write our book. She could have been a third author, Dr. Stan.
Right, Chris. This is, but people find it so difficult to believe that this is far advanced. But these things are going on. The electronics are there. It's simply a matter of creating some sort of an incident, a threat, and then, of course, using that to justify, well, we've got to certainly chip everybody, and it's for their protection.
Well, yeah, that's always the case, isn't it? Everything they do to bring us into a dystopian, totalitarian, communist, oppressive system of darkness is for our own good, isn't it, Stan?
Well, you know, it's so difficult for people to believe that they really killed 3,000 people on September 11, 2001, but those were controlled demolitions. All any listener has to do is go to the Internet and watch Building 7 come down. You can Google that in, and you can see it, Building 7 come down. If you watch it come down, you'll see how the center of the roof first caves in, then the base of the building gives way. It's a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then watch the Twin Towers come down, and you'll see how the top of the building simply vaporizes, doesn't fall off, doesn't tilt, vaporizes, and then the rest of the building comes down. A controlled demolition. They kill those people to launch the war on terrorism. And, of course, the war on terrorism is being used then to increase government surveillance of us. And you've got to get involved, and you've got to get other people informed, and then you've got to start taking your community back at the local level. And we're going to have to break with those people in Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C., is literally totally controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Go right ahead, Terry.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. How anybody could have watched the newsreels on those buildings coming down during the alleged airplane strike back then, and conclude that the BS stories the government and the media told us then had any credibility whatsoever is beyond me. Because I've watched controlled demolitions of old casinos in Las Vegas and other demolitions. And that's exactly what you described is exactly correct. They could not have pancaked down instantaneously upon themselves without having been strategically blown up in a controlled, destructive way. They had to have been basically bombed internally, and the structure had to have been destroyed internally for the whole thing to have pancaked directly down onto itself and onto themselves. So anybody who accepts the party line, as it were, is in need of a little counseling in my mind. The trouble is, people have been brainwashed so thoroughly they can't think outside the box anymore. And they also can't get their arms around the degree of evil that we know is coming, Dr. Stan. The average good person just can't get and refuse. They refuse to get their arms around this thing. They don't want to know it. If it's that evil, it scares the living stuff out of them, and they just don't want to know anymore. They just want to go on, work, and live their lives, pay their bills, and pay more taxes to the IRS, and get on with life. The problem is, if you use that ostrich approach to everything in your life, eventually something's going to run over your tail, because an ostrich sticks its head in the sand, and either a car, a bus, or a freight train is going to run over it. You just won't see it coming, and that's kind of the way America is today, Dr. Stan. Don't you think most Americans are using the ostrich approach and burying their heads?
Absolutely, but the thing is, our job is to get them to understand that if they don't take a stand now, they're going to lose their freedom, and their loved ones are going to be slaughtered. Because there really are diabolical and evil people who do intend to kill off the vast majority of people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. The program's already underway, certainly, as far as the unborn children are concerned, but they've already starting in many countries, like England, to eliminate the elderly. In fact, they kill over 100,000 people in England every year, go to the hospital, they just let them die. That's what's going to be coming here. Oh, but of course, they're actually fomenting cancer. That's why cancer has increased so dramatically. Well, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning the air, and few people care. Well, they're going to have to start caring, because if they are not involved, they're part of the problem. And men and women do become accomplices to the evil they fail to appease or oppose. And I believe God is going to hold each and every one of the people listening to this program responsible if they're not involved, and involved very, very soon, in trying to expose what's going on. Well, I guess this morning is Terry Cook. His book is Beast Tech. And, of course, you can get that through our ministry by calling 800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Terry wrote this book along with Tom Horn, certainly one of our favorite people. And you must understand that there is an organized effort to use technology to control our lives. You can see it coming down the line. They have the capacity, and they are going in the near future to create a crisis of some sort. And believe me, it'll be a created crisis. You'll think it's spontaneous. You'll perhaps think it's the nasty terrorists and the nasty communists, or they'll come up with some explanation. But question everything that happened. And understand there is an organized, orchestrated effort to justify certainly destroying freedom as we've known it and begin taking us into this terrible and horrible world where we will neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And once again, I Terry Cook as our guest. Terry, go right ahead until we get the break. It's coming very soon.
Well, what you just mentioned, Dr. Stan, is absolutely correct. We call those planned emergency events.
Hold the thought. If anybody's out there and like to call in, our number is, of course, 877-877-254-7524. 7725.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18994 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
And the telephone number is 877-547-524. If you have a question for our guest, and we do have a caller, who's calling in?
This is Ann, and I wanted to ask...
who's calling in?
That, could he...
Speak up, just a little louder, please.
Okay, this is Ann, and I wanted to ask him... regarding the dangerous utility meters that are not UL certified, that they're calling the smart meter, that gives the brain a continuous pulsation, can he address what we can do to stop that? Because people don't realize the danger they're putting themselves in, along with the guillotines. I'd like to ask him about the guillotines.
About the what?
The guillotines.
I heard her, Dr. Stan, she's asking about the smart meters, the utility meters.
Oh, you go right ahead and comment on that, Terry.
Can you hear me okay, Stan?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Okay, I heard Ann perfectly clearly, so there must be a bad connection on your end over there.
Hello, Ann. Terry Cook here, and basically I am not an expert at all such utility events nationwide, but I will just give you my personal opinion that, as I mentioned it during the opening of the show, if you want to Google on your computer this term that's being used to electronically put us all into the grid in every imaginable and unimaginable way, including smart meters on your homes, everything in your house will be chipped and barcoded and tracked and so forth. It's called the Internet of Things. That's a weird-sounding name, weird-sounding term for the concept that will be all-encompassing regarding everything. Everything will be tracked, monitored, controlled, RFID chip, barcoded, you name it. It'll go into the cloud, and they're calling it now, the new term for this is the Internet of Things. So just Google that term, the Internet of Things, and you'll get all you want to get, including smart meters and everything else. Now you ask, Ann, how we can fight this, and it's difficult. But you fight it at the start at your utility companies. I'm fighting it, too. I live in Washington State, and Avista Utilities is my supplier, and they have not yet foisted that upon us because many of the citizens are refusing to let them even contemplate doing so. So you can you resist it personally at the utility company and then contact your legislators and tell them you want them to take control over this thing. Now, if you live in a regulated state that still controls the utilities and it hasn't been basically publicized with, you know, and connected to the stock market, they call it deregulation, but really what it amounts to is all the greedy people now have control of your utility rates and can raise the rates anytime they like. Washington State is still regulated, so they can't do that badly yet, but they're working on it. So you resist it at the local level, at your utility company. You tell them you don't want the smart meters. You don't want it for all the reasons you just mentioned, Ann, and so forth. But eventually, they're going to win. Now, eventually, we're going to win if we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But Scripture says before that happens, the Antichrist will essentially control the whole world for a final 7-year period, the final 3.5 years of which will be the worst time the world has ever known and will never be repeated again. We are there. We are the beast tech generation. And so what this amounts to is God is separating the goats from the sheep. If you're one of his sheep, you're on his right side. If you're a goat with Satan and Lucifer, you're on the left side. And there will be nobody left in the middle. You must take sides. So I just encourage everybody that if you think that religion is a joke, and religion is a joke, I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about your personal relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. He's the only Savior for the entire world. And you need to make a decision on that, because if you don't, by default, you'll go with the Antichrist, and he's going to force you to make a decision and say you can't have his chip and buy and sell unless you worship him. That's what this is all about. The devil wants to be worshipped, and his son is about to appear on the world stage, whom we call the beast man of the apocalypse or the Antichrist, and he will force everybody to worship him. See, God gives you the option. But by default, if you refuse God through Jesus Christ, you will go to the other god, Satan. That's it, period. There is nobody in the middle. If you want to think you're an atheist, if you want to be a Buddhist or a Hindu or anything, that's all right. They'll all be brought into the fold of this new world ecumenical religion that will worship the Antichrist. They'll not even think so. They're so deceived, but that's where it's all going in.
And what about the guillotines?
Okay, we've heard rumors about those for years. When I first wrote my book in 1994, The Mark of the New World Order, and I heard a lot of rumors, but I've never been able to absolutely, in person, document that myself. Now, in my first book, I did mention how the state of Georgia was proposing guillotines be used for the death penalty in the state of Georgia. They said because that way they could harvest organs. from the prisoners after they were executed, you know, people on death row. So that concept has been around for years and years and years. And when Hitler was concluding his administration, as we call it, Hitler had his engineers improve the technology of guillotines and make them a production line process, because during the last few months of his dictatorship, Hitler executed about 50,000 of his worst enemies with guillotines. He whacked off their heads in the most efficient German-engineered machine ever devised at that point. So we know Satan likes cutting off heads. That's what he did to John the Baptist. Anybody who's strongly an advocate of the Lord Jesus Christ is facing a probable beheading in the not too distant future, and most people just don't want to deal with this. But this is the way God says history will wrap up, and that's where it's heading, literally heading.
Well, we have the most amount of liberty we may ever have, and we better use it. We better get very active and make calls and vote, meetings and stuff like that.
Anything else you want to say, Ann, before we let you go?
Thanks a lot. I have. Thanks.
God bless. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 877-254-7524. Terry, I want you to get your website out and let people again know how they get your book.
Yes.
Your pamphlet.
Yes, my website, thank you, Stan, is www.secondcomingministries.com. That's secondcomingministries.com, all small letters, lowercase, put them together, no dots, no dashes, other than www.secondcomingministries.com, Terry O. Cook. Now, if you email me, say I heard you on Dr. Stan, please send me that free PDF, that 28-page PDF called Revolution. Communism is Satanism in disguise. I'll get that off to you, and I've already sent out to Dr. Stan's audience hundreds of them from the last two shows. So please do that, and order my book, Beast Tech, directly from Stan. And Stan, what's your number?
877-544-8927. We'll be right back. Terry, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Morning, Terry. And we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hi.
Who's calling
in? This is Marcia in Colorado.
Fine, thank you.
And
you have a question for our guest.
Actually, I have something to tell him. I've seen him on Prophecy in the News, along with L.A. Marzulli and Russ Dizdar, and I do have something in common with them, in that in 2008, I was chipped in my sleep. And I know how bizarre that sounds, but it's the truth. I did have it x-rayed, and I did have it sent to L.A. Marzulli right about the time that the doctor that was extracting them got ill. And I think it's time for me to tell what I know.
It would take five days to tell what I know about these people. I don't want to use the program for putting things out. If you'd like to call me, we'd be glad to talk to you about it and perhaps arrange a program with you, okay? But, of course, this is actually where we want actually to have people asking Terry questions rather than making speeches. So I appreciate the fact that you do have a story, and you get in touch with me, and we'll be glad to talk to you about it, okay?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Marcia, if I may make a comment, though.
Marcia, listen, a lot of people ask me and have asked me over the last 25 years that I've been doing this ministry. They've said, listen, if I'm asleep or someone knocks me out and they put a chip in my hand or forehead, will I go to hell? Is that the mark of the beast? Well, no, not specifically. And here's why. Marcia, read Revelation 20. Memorize that. Because the order in which you make these decisions is all God's concerned about. For example, if somebody in the government arrested me tomorrow morning, Marcia, and they put a chip anywhere in me, it still wouldn't be the mark of the beast. You know why? Because the mark of the beast is a subsequent event, event that follows your decision to literally worship the Antichrist when he arrives and declares himself the God of this world. So you see, God is not going to send you to hell for having a chip in your body.
I'm not worried about that. He has been with me 100%. He's shown me what they are. I have seen Nephilim, and it's so bizarre. That's why I haven't ever called, but I will call Dr. Stan because I think it's time for people to know what's going on around them and know it's real. You know, it's not just two men talking about what's going to happen in the future. It's real.
Okay.
It's here.
Yes, it is, ma'am. And
thank you,
have not taken the mark of the beast. You may have a chip injected in you, but it's not the mark of the beast. If your Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, then you have not taken the mark of the beast. Somebody just put a chip in you. Okay? That's it.
It definitely is. And I spoke out loud. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. God bless you both.
We know that those people who have any questions, we do have the DVDs put out by Lynn Marzulli. You can get them by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. They're called The Watchers, and we have them all. We actually interviews this doctor who's taken the chips out of people, chips that have been put into them in it, when they were not aware of what was going on. Last time, I think the count was 17 people who had these chips put in, that taken them out, analyzed them, and of course they are very strange and mysterious, but they're real, they're not imaginary. This sort of thing really does go on in the world today. Well, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Terry. You go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. The title of our book is Beast Tech. It's fewer than 300 pages. It's manageable. It's an easy read. When you finish this book, you will understand, Marcia and Ann, you will understand this thing much more comprehensively than you now do. Please get the book. Order it from Stan, and Stan will give you his 800 number before we close the program. But please go to my website to study hours and hours of free videos. And as Marcia just indicated, she watched me on Prophecy in the News, and I got another program coming up on Prophecy in the News next week. And all of that is on and connected to my website. You can watch all that stuff free. Email me. Click on the box to contact Terry at my website, www.secondcomingministries.com. And email me, and I'll send you a 28-page free booklet called Revolution. Or just say, send me the free booklet, Terry. And but please order my book, Beast Tech, from Dr. Stan so we can keep him on the air. This is how we fund Dr. Stan's ministry, and I've known Stan for 25 years. We did our first program in the early 90s together. Let's keep this man, who's a truthful Christian source of information on the web, on the internet, on the radio wave. So please buy my book, Beast Tech, directly from Stan. What's your number, Stan?
800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. A very important book. You need to understand the technology, and you need to learn how to protect yourself and your family. Terry, I appreciate everything you do. You got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Bottom line here, Stan, is Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the truth. There is no other truth, and he is the only name in the universe by which we can be saved. We are going into the final test after 6,000 years of sinning from the Garden of Eden. This is the final test. The beast man is the son of Satan. He's here now someplace, and he's about to take his throne for 7 years. Various trigger events that Stan mentioned at the opening of the program, various staged plans of emergency will be created to create the circumstances by which the entire world will be deceived into wondering and following this Antichrist. He may even come in a UFO, and Dr. Tom Horn is an expert at that. We mention a little bit of that in our book, Beast Tech, so get the book. You'll understand it. Go to my website and study hours. If you can't afford the book, just study hours of stuff on my website. It's all free. God bless you.
God bless. Thanks very much, Terry. We'll look forward to having you on again real, real soon.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Terry Cook. We advise and suggest you get his material off his website. We suggest that you get his book, Beast Tech, and you get that by calling 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 1-800-805-HIV-WAR. 1-800-85-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America, you, your family are under attack today. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Eric Network. So basically, we're involved in spirit. There really are powerful supernatural forces out there. And if you really want to understand them, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood. Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get that at the same telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war, I used that telephone number when I was selling my first book on AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And basically, I spent 10 years trying to stop the epidemic. Didn't matter what we did. I was able to actually convince the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association to back an effective public health policy to stop the disease. It didn't matter what the doctors wanted. The people in charge who were running medicine in California, who ran our medical organization, totally ignored the vote of the people because they did not want to stop the epidemic. And as a result, tens of thousands have died here in California and Sydney. Of millions have died throughout the world in a totally unnecessary epidemic. If you've not read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, we recommend it. But the one thing it doesn't tell you is that this is a man-made disease. We know it's a man-made disease because one of the people involved in that actually came forward and told the story. And that's reproduced by Dr. Gary Glum in his book. A full disclosure, of course, they went after Dr. Glum after that and brought all sorts of lawsuits against him. After all, they've killed 60 million people, probably 40 to 60 million people with AIDS. Throughout the world, another 30 or 40 are infected. They're all going to die. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're up against, organized evil. But my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, they're both available. And then, of course, Beast Tech by our good friend Terry Cook. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. It's radioliberty.com. We have a section up at the top, just below the blue banner there, items around the web, where we post DVDs and other important things we take down off the net. We try to get something up there new every day or every other day. So that you can go to our website and get the really important things, or at least link to them. And we try to put in videos or certainly short articles that will help to get you informed. Your job is to get the information and get it to others and make them understand. We have, with our audience, we can reach the vast majority of the people, and the people will tell people why we can stop this thing. Because basically these are just human beings. Yes, there's a supernatural force of evil behind them, but we have Jesus Christ behind us. And when you begin to tap into his power, we can accomplish anything. Again, our website is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs, certainly 4 hours a day. Besides this program, 4 hours a day live. It's archived. You can listen to the programs. You need this information available at radioliberty.com. On the internet there, certainly you can read our articles, certainly my news articles going back to the late 1990s, and they're well worthwhile. Of course, William Greig writes our monthly newsletter now. And then, of course, please remember, it's radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.